Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1724 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. What did you call me, Kelly? I said, no, I didn't call you Kelly. I called you Terry, the name you gave me. Fred Perkerson testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. My name is Fred Perkerson. I am employed by Mr. J.J. Woodside. About the latter part of the summer of 1915, I was sentenced to serve a term in Fulton County Jail for drunkenness on the public highway, and I served this sentence at the county jail, and for practically this entire time I was allowed the freedom of the jail as a jail trustee, as the prisoners serving sentences are used to do the labor around the jail. There was also a white prisoner serving a jail sentence whom the prisoners knew as Dr. Wren, as he helped the county physician and gave the sick medicines and looked after them when the county physician was not present at the jail. I have seen several of his brothers visit him at the county jail, but their names I do not know. I have shined their shoes for them when they visited him at the jail. I have seen Jewish friends of Mr. Frank give Dr. Wren cigars and buy him drinks, and I have carried papers from the jail office up to Mr. Frank, and Dr. Wren would sometimes request me to ask Mr. Frank to let him have some of the papers to read when Mr. Frank got through reading them, and I have told Mr. Frank of this request of Dr. Wren, and have carried some of the papers from Mr. Frank's cell to Dr. Wren. While I was there, I often carried meals to Conley's cell, and also cleaned up his cell for him. Dr. Wren has talked to me and Frank Reese, who was also serving a jail sentence, and who was also a trustee, and who had access to Conley's cell, and who helped clean up his cell at times. Dr. Wren would talk to us usually when Deputy Gillisand would go to the front to get his dinner. Dr. Wren told us that we had good chance to make some money. He said that both of us could go into Conley's cell wing together and then come out and say Conley had confessed to us that he had killed the girl. He told us that we could get lots of money for this, that the Jews would pay us well if we would do this. He told us that we would get out of jail after Christmas at the end of our jail sentences, and that we would have no money, and that this was our chance to get some money.